AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Chicago police officer will not be charged in the shooting death of a 25-year-old man, Ronald Johnson, who authorities say was armed with a gun as he ran away from police officers.
Mr. Johnson was armed with a handgun. Mr. Johnson had run from an area where shots had recently been fired. Mr. Johnson resisted arrest, and Mr. Johnson ran into a public park and towards an occupied police vehicle that was arriving on the scene.
The decision by the Cook County State's Attorney, Anita Alvarez, came the same day that the federal government opened an investigation into patterns of racial disparity in the use of force by Chicago police.
Chicago as a city will be better for it. We accept it, and we need it.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says an independent body that investigates police-involved shootings will resume looking at the death of Ronald Johnson. Authorities say San Bernardino County health employees received training last year on how to react to a workplace shooter in the same conference room where a restaurant inspector and his wife gunned down his co-workers. It wasn't clear if the shooter, Syed Farouk, attended the training session. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump is calling for complete shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. Trump says in a statement released by his campaign, his proposal comes in response to the level of hatred among large segments of the Muslim population toward Americans. In the meantime, a website containing GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush's name is mysteriously redirecting users to rival Donald Trump's campaign website. And two Fox News contributors were suspended today for using inappropriate language about the president while discussing his speech last night. This is AP Radio News. The Redskins and the Cowboys renew their rivalry tonight in an NFC East matchup.
The Redskins enter tonight's game against the Cowboys knowing they control their own destiny in a very mediocre NFC East. Washington is 5-6 overall, but five of those wins have come at FedEx Field. Meanwhile, the Cowboys are 3-8 following a Thanksgiving Day loss to the unbeaten Panthers as they lost quarterback Tony Romo for the season after he suffered a fractured collarbone. Matt Cassel will be calling signals tonight for Dallas. The Redskins are coming off a 2014 win over the Giants last week as quarterback Kirk Cousins threw for a score and ran for another. Craig Heist, Landover, Maryland.
Investigators are trying to piece together what happened to Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler's brother-in-law. His abandoned car was found more than a week ago with its engine on and the airbag deployed near a remote dirt road in Utah. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.